all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 92. We're finally back on a somewhat normal recording schedule for this week, so that means everybody's here joining us. Let's introduce our panel of ESPN analysts. First we have Wesley.
As Avengers vs. X-Men says, Scott Summers must die.
Okay. Poor Scott Summers. Then we have Anthony.
Yeah, hello. I was trying to think of somewhere to respond to that, but no.
I was about to say, I put you two first because you two always complain when you have to.
I was trying to think of somewhere else, but no. I got nothing.
Here we have Ashley.
So if this is like an ESPN thing, does that mean I am the obligatory female sideline reporter that everyone writes and complains about?
Yes, you are.
Fuck.
And we have Nick.
I've actually begun writing CM Punk's Precious Little Life.
I want credit on that, you motherfucker.
You'll get a thank you.
Okay. But yes, this week, as we somewhat mentioned with our ESPN tie-in, we're going to talk about the world of fictional sports, from movies to comics to TV shows. Everybody has tried to put their little stamps on sports with some nice twists and turns. I think the most popular one is probably Quidditch. Mm-hmm. And I guess this was what the podcast came about. It was around when Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 came out, and we wanted to do another Harry Potter podcast, and I figured that would be a nice hook. And Quidditch has actually become a real-life sport, somewhat.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of fuckers flying around. So.
If not, if it could get those dang broomsticks to fly, someone would be having a lot of money right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you could get anything to say like that, he'd probably get it out of any job just for making Quidditch.
You make the jetpack! You make the flying car!
But yes, Quidditch is actually a real sport. It's actually played almost every week in New York City. I've seen it. I've never seen it in person. The rules are basically that you have to have one hand on your broom at all times.
That's nasty.
Earl, is this like grown-ups playing this, or is it a kid's game?
Yeah.
Oh, this is grown-ass men.
It's grown-ups.
The league in colleges.
Yeah. The golden snitch is somebody they find who's super fast, who runs around the field.
And there are no rules for the snitch, so it can, like, hide in a tree. There's video online of one of the snitches getting in a car, driving away.
Yeah, they should be careful because snitches get stitches.
But it exists, and there's a league, and there's tournaments, and there's championships, and everything. But as you know, Quidditch comes from Harry Potter, and it's the popular. I mean, I guess the closest equivalent to be it would be like air soccer.
Yeah.
Or I guess lacrosse. I don't really know.
It's soccer and lacrosse and about to find out.
Yeah, it's a combination of a bunch of different sports, and you know it's fade on science broomsticks. It's you know there's what five positions? How many positions are there? There's the beater, the catcher. The chaser, the keeper, the seeker.
Seven.
Okay. Keeper, chaser, beater,
keeper,
seeker.
Seeker,
because there's three chasers. There's two beaters.
Oh,
I'm not into this at all. I've discussed it at all.
I have nothing to contribute to this much outside of...
I'm reading on Wikipedia, that's how I know.
So. I'm discussing it at all, not having read Quidditch through the ages.
I haven't read Quidditch through the ages.
No.
But yeah, it's a fun sport, and it's one that fans have kind of gravitated towards, and I know there was some disappointment when the movie started to put them more and more on the sidelines. I think movie 4 and 5 don't really feature them.
Far be it from the movies wanting to move on with the plot and not have the fictional game. You know.
Or totally so, does.
No, Quora has the start of...
Well, Cup, isn't it?
World Cup.
Yep.
It doesn't have actual game, though.
Oh, no, it doesn't, because it cuts, doesn't it? Just as it's going to start.
Yeah, fair.
They have the introduction.
Bitches be complaining about all sorts of shit. Y'all, shut the fuck up.
Anytime I think of Quidditch now, all I can think of is... So there was this online, two online musicals. There was a Harry Potter musical and a Harry Potter sequel. Yep. And in a Harry Potter sequel, when they're talking about Quidditch, Remus Lupin is the coach of the Gryffindor house. And he is walking around. At this point, he may or may not be in his underwear. I don't remember. Talking about how Quidditch is the most ancient and silly of all wizard sports.
So it is. Oh, I guess there would be others.
Oh, yeah.
It's chess as well, ain't it?
But it's not a sport.
Chess is a
sport, I guess it
isn't
is.
It? So
you're a giant fucking nerd, baby.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Are you saying Harry Potter is a nerd?
Never.
Harry Potter's an asshole.
Harry Potter's made J.K. Rowling a whole crap ton of money.
Although, really, Harry's not really much of... into wizard chess. That's more Ron's thing, isn't it? So
yeah, that's more Ron.
You can only Harry alone and get out the ginger instead.
I was also going to say that, have any of you seen Holy Musical Batman?
No.
It's made by the same people who made the Harry Potter musical stuff on YouTube.
I'm intrigued by your theories, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
But yes, anything else we want to mention about Quidditch and its excitement? It has been popular enough, and I think, you know, this will transition to Star Wars as well. It's popular enough. I think EA has made like two games based off of Quidditch alone.
Yes, they have. Sweet lord.
Were they any good?
I was going to ask if anybody's actually played them.
No, I've never played them. So
I heard that they were not very good. I heard that the controls were really, really confusing.
It sounds like an EA sports game then.
Yeah. There is good reason why EA is considered the worst company in America, for more reasons outside of that.
But that's a whole different debate for another
day.
We
already had that debate in
there. Yeah, it's really tough to do Quidditch, apparently, as we found out when people do it in real life and people do it in video games. It works well in movies when they show it. So yes, and speaking of, you mentioned Star Wars and pod racing.
Oh yeah,
it's usually. I mean, I think
people
most people usually
do that in real life. Oh, I'm sad now.
What pod racing?
Wait, did they?
I don't know
what this was about. I thought we were talking.
I think
about
we need to figure this out, though.
I mean, it would be kind of cool if people did. I mean, maybe they have it on their Kinect with Star Wars Kinect, and that you pod race that way. The hands in the air.
Oh God! Someone did build a real running pod racer.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, but I'm actually thinking like an actual race.
Oh my God! I think someone actually did recreate the pod race.
Isn't it called Earl? Isn't it called Formula One?
Nice. But that seems to be a Euro Nations thing, because for some reason, you know, folks over there have your Formula One racing.
I think it's even got its own channel now on Sky Sports, so that's how big it is. I've never actually watched any of it in my life, ever. So.
Formula One.
Racing and me, I know very little about. It's sort of like my ultimate sports, like, I only know enough racing that it's always end up involving them running around in a loop. A lot.
Yeah, they're never getting anywhere. I don't see the point.
Yeah. It's funny. One of my
exercise bikes. Where are you going, man? Just staying in place. It's too much of an allegory for the rest of my life. I don't need that shit.
Oh God! I think I should. Have you guys ever? I actually did find the pod racing video on a guy making a freaking pod racer and actually getting it
racing.
I don't know if it's working or not. Hang on, I'm actually gonna link it just for.
He's gonna fire it up. We gotta show this thing.
Oh God! Can't believe I found this, but then again, all I had to do was type in real life pod racing and find it in 5 seconds.
I was about to say, it's not that difficult with Star Wars because it seems like almost anything that can be rebuilt in real life has been rebuilt in real life.
Of course, and it's almost like Star Wars, like, lightsaber, can't get that just yet. We're getting it closer, though.
I mean, I can't wait for the day somebody starts to build their Death Star and then somebody else comes along and builds it up due to some structural
issue. Come on, who doesn't want their own real-life Death Star?
The hole in the exhaust.
Don't piss on my dreams.
Real-life Death Star.
So many contract
workers
lost.
Can we at least put, like, cardboard in front of that thing?
I am curious, though, if somebody actually ever got around to building the real Death Star, if they would be so stickers to detail that they would actually leave that weakness in just because it was in the movies. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to fix it and make sure it's perfect. But yeah, I mean, pod racing, aside from being a part of Kinect Star Wars and a so-so part of that, and apparently having somebody build it, it's generally considered one of the best parts of episode
one. Even though, what always bothered me about the pod racing is that Anakin's racing to get off Tatooine, even though, you know, he gets off Tatooine eventually, so it's kind of a waste of time. I mean, it looks pretty, yeah, and it's quite exciting, but... Oh, and moving things forward, it is a bit of a waste of time.
The arcade game's actually really fun.
And it's a Nintendo 64 game for it as well, is it not?
I think it was on PS2 as well, I think.
Yeah, it was on PS2.
I used to have it on my PlayStation. But I remember the arcade game, actually, in some arcades, they actually had, like, the cockpit there, and, you know, with the controls, where it was like...
Oh, yeah.
Like the film.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Cool. Yeah.
Pod racing is visually cool, yeah, and it's fun in video game forms. And we're this close to actually having it in real life. We just need to know how to get our vehicles to cover. And again, it's technology that if you develop would probably be more effortful than using it to pod race.
Well,
you know,
we'd have to make some sacrifices if we did want the flying car. So... If anyone remembers that classic flying car discussion from Clerks, from the Clerks animated series, there are sacrifices to be made to get the flying car.
What flying car would you want? I mean, because technically the DeLorean.
DeLorean. Everyone wants DeLorean.
Okay. So I guess that's not much of a competition.
Roads? Well, we're going, we won't need roads.
I get that joke.
And I guess, I mean, I don't, is this considered a fictional sport, Death Race from, well, the two Death Race movies? I mean, it's kind of like a real-life Mario, well, a movie version of Mario Kart or Wacky
With
Races.
With more death. Lots more death.
Oh, then apparently you've never played Mario Kart in person with somebody and just thrown a blue shell at somebody. I've seen a lot of people
I see that happen.
But yeah, I mean, there are a group of those kind of destruction derby ads racing. You know, Death Race, the Mario Kart, Blur, if you play that game. Oh, Twisted Metal's another one that comes to mind.
I love that game! Oh my god, the hours and hours of time I spent playing Twisted Metal was unholy. Especially Twisted Metal 2. Oh sweet god. Between my cousins and I, we would be playing Twisted Metal 2 for hours just trying to see who the heck would scrap the other car first. It kind of got ridiculous after a while. We were kind of like, we'd all be playing each other at least one point or another. That game was so much fun. Memories of massive car-related destruction.
Yes, and it's always fun, and it's always kind of interesting because the only way you can ever do this is usually you have to make sure that the people in these races are really awful human beings, because I think even the Meadow is a bunch of murderers and rapists and criminals. I know, what is the main guy's name, the clown? Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
He's a hardened criminal,
and
right?
And a ice cream truck,
say he's a pedophile, too.
They don't say that, but assume what you want with
them. Well, he's a killer clown who drives a truck that yours kids to him. I mean, it seems to go without saying. But yeah, and I think even in Death Race, I've actually seen most of these, and I can't really remember what the main character thing was. Death Row?
I've never seen Death Row.
I've not seen Death Race, either one.
Oh. There, I'm not even going to try to defend him if I can't remember enough to tell you what happened to him.
There was an original, and there was a remake, wasn't there, with Jason Statham?
Jason Statham. Say it like that.
It's got to be more rough than that, Nicholas.
Statham.
So, yes, so that's our racing. Is there any more fictional racing stuff? I mean, again, you have like the Mario Karts and the Wacky Races, but that still kind of falls into this category, just with more cartoony characters.
I mean, there's some that's quasi. I mean, you've got, I'm not sure if like any of the rollerball style inspired games, well, like, they're racing, so. To a degree, outside of beating the crap out of each other on the way to the goal. So, like, I was actually reading on here and I noticed the motorball mentioned from the Battle Angel Alita manga. And I'm kind of a big fan of that manga series. So, the motorball part is that it's actually some of the more interesting sequences in the manga, because there's like an entire sequence of the manga dedicated to the motorball and explaining the different rule structures and so forth. And actually, the author of that did an entire manga dedicated to Motorball called Ashen Victor that was done in a Frank Miller-esque style, which is a very interesting manga if you can find it, because it's terribly out of print. But it was actually very interesting, the Motorball sequences, because it was like Rollerball, just worse, and there was a whole lot of decapitation and death.
Yeah, I was going to say that's actually a good point, and I think part of the problem with a lot of fictional sports is that they're sometimes mentioned in passing, or they're sometimes, you know, like, it's kind of fun, we'll have our characters create something mm-hmm. new, but they never really explain it. For example, I don't know if any of you watched The Office, but I think during, like, season 2 or 3, they had the Office Olympics, and Jim and Pam created Frunkleton, which was, like, some... Like, it's never really properly explained in the show. You just see people win at the end of it. And there was actually a ton of other, like, really odd games they created. Like, Pam Ball, I think, which was how many times Jim got up to go to Pam's desk in a day. There was the one where he tried to, like, shoot M&Ms into Kevin's mouth and stuff like that. But I don't know if that was properly named. And there was another show that created a... game recently that I'm trying to think of. I know that, I don't know if any of you watched The New Girl, or A New Girl, I guess that's the title, but they created the American Revolution drinking game or something like that, where it's like this really elaborate drinking game which pretty much forces you to drink whenever.
Wow.
I mean, those are usually the good drinking games. it defeats the purpose sometimes, but what can you do? Or this Jiggly Ball from Scrubs, which is a made-up game, to fool JD into thinking that he was missing the ball on something, and they ended up just whiffing him with a bunch of baseballs at the end of it.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, there's stuff like that, but, you know, it's never really properly explained, so it's hard to get a feel for them. And I'm trying to think of some others.
there was Fireball from Friends, wasn't there?
It was Fireball.
Yeah, what is Fireball?
I'm trying to remember. I can't quite. It's something to do with lighting balls on fire and trying to get them into a cup. I think something along the lines.
That just sounds like a fire.
Yeah, well, it was Joey and Chandler from Friends. So, you know.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, fictional sports that are kind of hinted at or just mentioned in passing.
Like,
TV shows and movies and stuff. Anthony just mentioned Fireball from Friends, and there's Frunkleton from The Office. Yeah, and I know, well, that's more of a board game. I was going to say that Marshall created a board game and How I Met Your Mother and stuff like that. So, yeah.
What about
so, yeah.
The, what's his face? Charlie McDennis.
What is Charlie
McDennis? It was from the last season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It was
a series of board games testing drinking, intelligence, and physical challenges.
Wow.
You need to look up this episode. It's Charlie McDennis, the Game of Games. It is one of the funniest episodes the show has ever done.
I was going to ask, like, is it done in order? Because I can imagine, like, if you started with a drinking game and then went with your testing intelligence. Okay.
There is a whole bunch of different levels to it. You need to watch the episode, trust me.
Yeah, it's, they got an A- on the AV Club.
Yay.
Woo! So, yes, getting back to more, I guess, birthed sports. We have Basketball, which was the basketball
God.
Movie.
I like that movie.
That is our crazy movie.
It's a fun movie. It's a combination of basketball and baseball, obviously, based on the name.
I thought hockey was involved myself going into it.
You never know. You never know. But if I remember, I haven't seen this movie in years. It's basically baseball set up in that you have the four bases, but in order to advance to the bases, you have to shoot hoops and actually score. I'm sure there are more rules involved and stuff, but I don't remember it offhand.
What the fuck?
What?
That sounds like a Mexican thing.
Wow, that's like a Mexican thing. My phone has been a guest on this show before. That's my text message.
Oh, wait, sorry. I thought you were doing the chichiracha or something.
Moving on.
Sorry, I ruined the show again, didn't I?
Oh, my God!
He's just insulting. Oh. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Sorry, my phone keeps going off.
No, Wesley's got the giggles.
And now it's contagious, apparently.
God! Sorry! Wow. Yeah.
So, basketball was we talking about or something?
Basketball, what were we talking about?
It's by the guys who did South Park, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think. I mean, this was right after South Park came out, but it's one of their first major things.
What's weird about I'm actually reading up on it that because David Zucker, the guy behind the Naked Gun series, actually is behind the movie, and Matt Stone and Trey Parker only had like very minimal amount to do with this movie outside of this, pretty much starred in it. Like, yep, this like not really our movie.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess maybe they just kind of got that reputation because, again, they, you know, created South Park. It's going on, like, what is it, 18 years now?
Yeah, oh, God.
Wow.
South Park is the longest-running show on one of the longest-running series on Comedy Central, and also is one of the, like, I think it is, like, the top-rated, one of the top-rated things on Comedy Central. It's, like, that Daily Show and Colbert Report are the most Comedy Central.
I also hear, what's it called? I also hear Tosh.0.
Tosh.0 has become ratings. Sort of another cornerstone of Comedy Central lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird because just taking YouTube videos and showing them on air and making snide comments. Any one of us
could
have done
that. Worked for the WWE, too, with giving Dolph Ziggler the... Here, Dolph.
Yeah, but Dolph Ziggler is bigger than Tosh.
Yes, he is. I will agree with this. I definitely agree.
I was also going to say that's kind of meta because it's a YouTube show making fun of YouTube. But, yeah. But back to basketball.
What was weird about this movie was I actually saw this in theaters because it was just right up here where I just kind of started getting into South Park. So I was watching this, and it's a very strange movie. It's not bad by any – it's not really bad, but it is very strange because you can tell it's not – it's not really Trey Parker and Matt Stone's humor. It's just generally Trey Parker and Matt Stone playing off of David Zucker. And it's kind of like their sense of the humor is mesh quasi, but not really. So you got this really interesting, but the sport itself is kind of fun to watch in a weird way. It is kind of funny. I remember watching, like, this would be pretty fun to play. If you could figure out how to make it work, this would be actually pretty fun to play. I mean, they explain the sport. They even hit the team structure set up, and everything's set up within the movie pretty fairly well. So.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be an actual sport, but I think it would be something that could work. It's functional. I mean, it's something they actually had to film and stuff, so it makes sense. Unlike pod racing and Quidditch, where you would need some equipment that doesn't exist in our time. So, yeah, I'm surprised there aren't. Maybe there are basketball leagues, and we just don't care about it. Maybe
my friends tried to play it once. It didn't go very well at all.
The French.
Too much arguing.
Yeah,
That sucks. Yeah. Well, there's also bear involved, so that could help. Or hurt, I mean, it's depending on your viewpoint. But yeah, it's a fun thing, and I'm sure ESPN 8, the Ocho, would show it. That is the one featured in Dodgeball, right?
Yeah. Whoa. I don't think I've ever seen Dodgeball all the way through, so.
That was a good movie. I mean, granted, I was younger then, so almost every comedy was great to me. I think that was around the time of that, Anchorman. Yep. It was the time when Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn weren't annoying to me.
Yeah, especially
Vince Vaughn.
Well, you
were wrong about your decisions.
I can't stop.
My friend Pete actually had a big fight about that because he insisted Dodgeball was funnier than Anchorman, and I was like, "Oh, you're a fucking liar!"
What? I think Anchorman still holds up.
Oh, it does.
I can watch Anchorman.
Dodgeball is funny, but Anchorman is fucking genius.
I've only seen like parts of. I think I've seen like the first maybe hour or so of Dodgeball. Yeah, that's about right.
Well, it's a 90-minute movie. You might as well watch the last 30 minutes.
It's been a long time.
And he gets mostly through the movie. You know what? There's 30 minutes. I'll finish this next week.
I saw a tiny bit of it, and then something else happened that day. Like it was on TV, and something else happened that day, and I was like, oh crap, I can't finish this up. So before I had a DVR system nearby me, so I was like, oh crap, and I just never picked it up again because I just never. But I actually should watch Dodgeball all the way through one of these days, just so I can actually. Because it's funny. Like one of the jokes from it got throttled down my throat was Patches, and one of my coworkers at one point was named Patches. So I wanted the parts of the movie like ad nauseum, like going, okay, I think that's my Dodgeball experience.
Yeah, that also reminds me. This was the same time, around the same time that Waiting came out.
Waiting was a couple years later, I think.
I thought Waiting was, because these were both, Waiting was like 2003,
2004.
There
was like just one period where they literally just shoved out these kind of, like, movies that kind of started some sort of, like, catchphrase or some little quirky thing that.
Yeah, and Waiting came out when I was in college, 2007.
Yeah, see?
Okay, but yeah, it was this whole thing where everybody wanted to do the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not a good time. Not a good time.
I've never seen Waiting, so
How many have you seen?
Some comedies I don't like. Waiting just never really appealed to me.
Waiting's kind of like that high school immaturity.
I'm picky. I'm very. I'm very
confused. You've never heard of Waiting before?
I've never heard of it. I don't think it. I probably didn't get that big of a release over here.
It's not really that good.
It had.
It's
not that great, but yeah, it had Ryan Reynolds and Jason.
Yeah,
Long.
Justin Long. And Dave Cook when he was not the worst.
Oh, that's a very
yeah, it was a
very
small really like frame. 5 second time frame.
So, Ryan Reynolds, Dane Cook, and the Matt guy?
Yes.
Justin Long is a very funny actor. Thank you very much.
I have him in, I was going to say, not super bad, Accepted.
Yeah, Accepted was really good. He was very funny.
I've heard really good things about that movie. I've never seen.
I've seen
Superbad though. Superbad I have seen, but I had not.
Oh, Superbad's amazing.
I was really skeptical about Accepted, and then I watched it, and I'm like, okay, yeah, these were all of the same problems I had when I was in college.
Yeah, it was on the other day. I caught the end of it when he gives his impassionate speech. He's really bored.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I should watch that soon. But my thing with comedy sometimes worth rewatching them is that I feel like if you know some of the setups and jokes that it does, sometimes it hurts the movie. Yeah. I mean, sometimes if it's a really clever movie, it helps it because you can kind of see or hear things that you didn't catch the first time through. But yeah, it's if it was funny the first time, sometimes I'm like, you know what, that's kind of even there and not ruin it with a second viewing.
There are some comedies though that you can watch, like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is one of those you could probably watch 1,000 times over, and like every time you watch that at Christmas, like I can watch that over and over and still find myself laughing. So
yeah, but you watch
pretty
it at
much
Christmas
like
time?
Christmas time, and I can and maybe sometimes in Christmas. For in July to celebrate Christmas in July, as I make quotations on the behind my microphone, and there's also like there's some of those movies and comedies that you just kind of find yourself I can just rewatch, and there's certain episodes of sitcoms I can watch over and over again. Like personal favorite, and this is hilariously off topic, but screw it. If we're on stuff that we want to rewatch,
I was about to say we've been on topic for 10 minutes now.
There's an episode of the Bob Newhart Show. And it's like basically the I call it the Mugu Guy Pan episode, in which they get drunk off their ass watching a football game, and they are just drunk, like stone freaking cold drunk off their ass, and they call the Chinese place to order food, so they keep ordering Mugu Guy Pan over and over frequently, and in like. Hilariously more drunken responses like, okay, we want some Mugu Gugu, Mugu Gugu, Mugu Guy Pen, Mugu Mugu, more Mugu Gugu, more Mugu Guy Pen, or something like that. I am completely killing the joke right now, but you have to watch it because it gets increasingly more hilarious as you go on. And I have watched this about, 10 plus times over in my lifetime, maybe more. I've lost count, but it's one of those shows that I will sit down and I will watch and I cannot stop laughing. Like I will be in tears crying by the end of the episode because it is just this accentuated drunk joke that just works so well and also Bob Newhart Show is one of my favorite sitcoms, period. So go put that there too. So yeah, but they're just some of those few comedies that I can kind of, that's one of those few shows I can go, yeah, I can watch this again.
And now that we're really off of our sports tangent, it's kind of really back in. it was kind of not going, but yeah, it's good. It's really back in. There are like two or three big ones.
We did mention a little bit of Blitzball. We didn't really get.
No, we didn't.
We haven't mentioned
Blitzball.
Oh no!
I was actually going to say we'll wait until Ashley gets back because she wants to talk about that. But I wanted to bring up Griffball, which is a sport in the Halo universe, which has a very fun origin because it's something that was originally made. I don't know if any of you ever watched the series Red vs. Blue.
I watched a little of it, but not as much as I like.
Yeah, it's basically a animation or a short or something cut together from footage of the Halo multiplayer, where, you know, because the two teams are Red and Blue, it's basically two different camps and they're fighting and stuff, and Griffball was a sport that was invented for that. And I think it was Halo 3, I could be mistaken, where fans actually took it upon themselves to create a version of Griffball in the game. And, you know, Bungie upped it so much that it actually became an official part of the game, and Griffball has been part of the game since then. They've evolved it over time with various different rules. But the gist of it is it's basically like I guess basketball. It's basketball weapons. Basically, you have a Griffball, which is a skull. And then you can't do anything with it once you have it in your hand, but your teammates have swords and hammers, and it's a 4v4 game. I mean, it depends on the setup, but it's traditionally 4v4. And basically, once you have it, it's kind of like protecting your quarterback in football. You try to make him, you have to help him get to the goal, since he can't really defend himself. You can still punch, and it's a one-hit KO, but since everybody else has weapons that kind of have greater distance, you kind of want to help. They've evolved it over time. Like recently, they've included jetpacks. They've made it with golf clubs and stuff like that. It's a really fun diversion. It's one of my favorite modes to play in the Halo franchise. It's a ton of fun. It's worth checking out. And like I said, I think it has a great history just because it's something that wasn't originally created by the creators, but something that fans had a passion for and actually went out of their way to create different arenas for. And they still continue to do that.
That's pretty cool. I don't really play... I'm probably one of the people that has never really played, like, Halo games on a regular basis. I think the last one I actually sat down and played was probably the original Halo.
Yeah, and I mean, it's part of the reason I still play the games. It's modes like this, because I'm kind of, you know, over first-person shooters, but, you know, like, this doesn't involve shooting at all. There's no shooting. It's just beating people up with hammers and swords and stuff like that. And there are other, you know, there are other modes in here. They have a whole play, it's called like Action Sack. They have a Dodgeball, and I don't think Dodgeball made it over to Halo Reach, but in Halo 3, Dodgeball was essentially, you basically stuck somebody with a grenade and killed them, and that was the only way to kill them. You couldn't shoot them and beat them down. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, various different stuff, but Griffball tends to be the most popular one. There's also some other stuff like Halo Ball and Golf. Not golf. Hockey.
Hockey is a real
hockey
sport.
Hockey is hockey with the...
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, that's what I mean. But
I thought we just made up the mighty though. That was terrible.
Yes, it's a real sport. In fact, right now, the Philadelphia Flyers are beating the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes, and all that might as well be...
Yeah, of course, my favorite hockey game is still to this day... It's probably Mutant League Hockey's probably favorite hockey game, but because the Mutant League games on the Genesis are two of my favorite sports games that I can just sit down, play, and do pretty dang well at. And I usually suck at sports games, so go figure.
I also prefer more arcadey sports games. It's one of the reasons, you know, like NBA Street and stuff like that. Mario sports franchise, just because they play loose and hard with the rules. But those are still based on actual real sports and abide by those rules. So yeah, that's Griffball and Halo World of Sports. We still haven't made contact with Ashley, so I guess we can mention Calvin Ball, which is a sport like none other. Since I believe the only rule is
Calvin
that you
Ball
can't have the
so
same
much
rule
fun
twice.
To just those comic strip series are fun. Just of their Calvin Ball adventures. Like, they could spend an entire week on that and just have it be an absolute blast raid.
It reminds me of... What is it? Do any of you... What is it? Kings? The drinking game where, like, certain cards have different attributes to them. And, like, one of the cards, I think, is Make a Rule. So you get to make up a random rule or take away a random rule throughout the course. And our rule of thumb is usually you can't repeat rules because then it's just stupid. And it's always fun to see what people come up with on the spur of the moment. And that's kind of what Calvin Ball is, because who doesn't echo a bit of chaos in their life?
True.
Batman.
Batman doesn't like what? Chaos.
Oh, was that rhetorical? Oh.
There's always chaos. Chaos is inevitable.
It's what you do with chaos. Well, there's a theme song for Calvin Ball, too. I'm not going to sing it because I'm not going to torture you folks like that, but other kids' games are such a bore that they got to have rules and they got to keep score. Calvin Ball is better by far. It's never the same. It's always bizarre. You don't need a team or a referee. You know that it's great because it's named after me. I need to get a song that ends that it's named after me, too.
Give it time. It will happen.
But yeah, I mean, there's really not much to say about a sport that doesn't have any rules.
What's funny is I'm going through this list, and there's one thing mentioning a game called Fizzball that was popularized in the Sam and Max comic book series. And
what is Fizzball?
I wish I would have put that game in. It's a beer cans with bats or other sticks with no points or competitive elements. It's pretty much just them, just Sam and Max beating the crap out of beer cans with bats and upsticks. Have you ever read the Sam and Max comics, it makes perfect sense for the characters. And you play the Sam and Max video game, Hit the Road video game, or the Telltale games, it makes perfect sense for the characters.
I was about to say, it just sounds like a game where you get to vent your frustration.
It's in a nutshell. Uh-huh.
I mean, everybody exists stuff
like
where they
my
get
favorite,
to
that's like one of my favorite comic book series is Sam and Max, so, and one of my favorite video games is the Sam and Max Hit the Road adventure game, so.
I was going to say, it's one of the reasons I actually used to like playing wrestling games. It's a great way to venture frustration.
God, yeah,
just beat the crap out of somebody for like 20 minutes. So yeah, I honestly don't know what's going
or
on with Ashley's
connection.
She's been on and off. I'm trying to see if we can anything else.
Oh, yeah.
She really wanted to talk
wait,
about Fizzball.
So the one above or below, which one is it? Blurnsball from Futurama, which is...
Blurnsball. Yeah, I brought that up earlier.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
like,
awesome.
Like a parody of basketball and better than basketball.
Baseball.
That's baseball. It. Sorry, baseball stuff. You know, it's not really...
Anthony knows his sports.
Yeah. It's like baseball, but there's also pinball involved. The ball's
like,
on a tether.
The blinds are free and the blinds are open. Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
There was another one in that was like they did in Futurama. It was labyrinth. Like the labyrinth game you would play where you'd like turn the board around and try to get the ball without going in the holes. It was like that.
Huh.
I forget what episode it was in. It was in one of the new ones.
I think I've seen it, but I can't remember the name of the game, because that was actually a really cool episode, too. So
it was one of the movies. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was the Beast with 20 billion backs, or whatever it was.
I was going to say that, I mean, while we wait for her or whatever, if you had to create a sport using real sports... Well, I mean, would there be any two or three that you'd combine in an interesting manner?
Well, interestingly enough, I tried to. Not tried to, but when I was a kid, I would, like, design superheroes and shit like that. And I made up a fake sport. But it was not really rules so much as just cool-looking uniforms and players. It was basically
cool.
Roller hockey,
okay.
Without the roller, and with more blood. And spikes. And guns.
Nice.
And force fields.
And force field. You see, that would be kind of cool because we had. We've gone paintballing and stuff, and they have like different modes and stuff like that. And it's interesting to play capture the flag because it's not like video games and stuff like. When you die, the flag automatically drops, and it's the same thing here. But you know, like you use your discretion as to when you drop it. So I'm sure a lot of people got shot, and they, you know, it's kind of sometimes you don't realize you get shot in paintball. So yeah, I think Capture the Flag is one of those games that also kind of works better in, I don't want to say in virtual form than in real life, just because you don't have that human timing going. But yeah, I think, you know, I think there would be an interesting, to kind of bring stuff like that, or, you know, even some of the power-ups or stuff into a sports, you know, like something you can hold on to for a bit of time. But I don't know how you would do that in a manner that would actually work.
And not cause bodily harm.
Actually, come to think, yeah, for some reason it reminds me, I'm reminded that it would be awesome if you had some like American Gladiators. Like, where you know, like how you get, there's that certain stage where you have one of the gladiators and then somebody's going through like an obstacle course and they're shooting them with balls and stuff. If you kind of had that like as a torrent, and like, you know, one team can capture it and they have to protect it or something, while other team's trying to sneak in through it. It's really just odd thinking. Like, I see oddity stuff, but I don't watch, you know, like sky surfing, speedball,
yeah,
spring ball.
It's actually like the only, like, it was funny, like, some of the game, like, some of the stuff I, like, sky surfing, if I didn't have such a ridiculous fear of heights, I would, if that would be fun, but, you'd be hating your life after a while.
Oh, one I wanted to mention before, but none of you were going to be able to talk about it because you don't watch the show, was actually Pro Bending from the Avatar Legend of Korra spinoff, which is... basic, it's bending, it's a bending sport where it's like a 3-on-3 teams. It seems like the teams traditionally are, you have one waterbender, one earthbender, and one firebender. And it's kind of, it's played on an arena, it's split half court. I think there are three fields. And basically your objective is to push the other team back, either, you know, get them all in zone one, or get knock them off the plank because it's suspended over water.
Interesting.
It's pretty fun, you know. It's actually, you know, getting to, we saw some of that in like the original Avatar with Toph when she did the pro wrestling stuff or the earthbending wrestling stuff. But this is kind of a bit more detailed because you have the three teams and they have to, you know, the three players on the team and they have to work in conjunction. And because of the nature of some of the powers, earthbenders, you know, like there are parts of earth suspended in the fire, and the waterbenders, of course, have the water. Firebenders don't need fire to do their stuff. Even though the movie doesn't tell you that. So, yeah. And it looks like Essie's having connection problems. So, we might as well go to talk about Blitzball, which is from Final Fantasy 13.
Earl. And 10. Fucking hell.
10. Wow.
Sorry, I'm defending because it's my favorite game, like, ever. Don't pour Anthony me. It's really, to be fair, right, I'm not saying it's the best one by any means. It's just really the only one I played from beginning to end and spent a large amount of time on, so it's my favorite.
Then you are saying it's the best one.
Well, to me it is, but to people who've played like every Final Fantasy game and done everything, it probably wouldn't be. So.
Yeah, I follow enough people who've played every Final Fantasy game, and I can tell you there is no one that is considered the best in the franchise. You'll get everything from, what is it? It's usually 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you'll get like one stranger who gets like 12. We actually have a poll. We actually had a poll on this. I don't remember the results offhand. But while you explain this, I should look that up.
Yay!
Hey, she's back. And we were just talking about Blitzball. Anthony was
about to explain it to her. I think Ashley should explain it because she's bursting to talk about it. So,
Blitzball?
Yeah.
Okay, so Blitzball is where there's a giant ball of water in the stadium, which is awesome, and then you have this really weird knobbly ball, and you basically just get it to Brother. You recruit Brother, you get it to Brother, and you let him swim around and lead everybody else to the tank and pass it to Tita and let him score. That is how you play the Blitzball. Don't ask me about the rules. Yeah. Don't ask me about the history of the
That's
game.
Pretty accurate.
I know. And also sometimes you come across fanfic where somebody decides that Waffy gets a Blitzball shoved up his ass, which isn't possible, so just don't do it.
That sounds uncomfortable for all involved.
That does really sound pretty fairly damn painful.
It is also, there's an official Blitzball League, but I don't know if it's based off of Final Fantasy X.
Well,
I would assume so, but yeah, it's like baseball.
Blitzball is kind of just like netball, but in water, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although, in netball, you can't actually move the ball, can you? Oh, right. So I suppose it's like basketball, then. Except, I don't know. That's where I was going. Blitzball's awesome.
Okay, so why don't you explain it to us, since it's from your favorite Final Fantasy of all time. And it's actually, I found the results, it's actually the number 2 Final Fantasy voted on your site. Final Fantasy 9 being number 1.
Whoa! There's an air of disapproval.
We'll find out about that another day, I guess. Go on, Anthony.
Well, Blitzball in the Final Fantasy X game, there's a part in the story where you have to actually play either one or two games of Blitzball to carry on with the story, and then after that, it becomes a mini game where you have the option to play more games if you want to, and then if you win the games, you get you unlock stuff. Like, I think you unlock new weapons and new techniques for Whacker, or something like that. And yeah, like Ashley say, you just get the ball to Brubber and then pass it to Tidus and then score. But,
and I mean, sometimes you can pass it to like somebody else.
Yeah.
Whichever one I have on forward.
Okay. I'm kind of curious, because it doesn't seem like it would be that much different on the end. So I'm kind of curious if this, you could say, just say baseball, right, or wiffle ball, I guess.
What they need to do is, they should release, like, a HD version of Final Fantasy X for the PS3, and then have it so you can play it online, and then online Blitzball with other people. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's just fun.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that they are releasing an HD version of Final Fantasy X
PS3
this year.
Yep.
They announced it last year.
You know
how
closely I follow video
game show. Yeah, but even still, that's like 7 months old.
But like on Blitzball Online would be amazing.
I don't know. From the way you two describe it, it sounds like it's broken, since you have a strategy that's pretty effective.
Against an AI opponent that will automatically follow anyone that swims past it.
Yeah.
But, like, if you could control your team, it would be far less broken.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Was it in the sequel at all? Because I never played the sequel.
Yeah, it was also in X2.
In X2, but it wasn't as good. Because you had to, like, train people, and Riku just kept getting hurt when I tried, so I gave up.
Well, that pretty much sums up X2, really. I did a little bit, but I didn't really like it, so I stopped. And then I watched the ending on YouTube, so then I never had to play it.
That's kind of with Kingdom Hearts 2. I watched the ultimate ending online, so I never had to actually beat Sephiroth, because fuck that.
Nice. So yeah, I think that's it for fictional sports. I mean, or at least the major ones. I can't think of anything offhand.
Wait a second. I was gone for a while, so I don't know if this subject was broached. Calvin Ball?
Yeah, we mentioned Calvin Ball.
You can go for it.
You can talk about Calvin Ball now.
Sometimes I feel like my life is Calvin Ball. That's where I'm going to leave it.
Anthony just mentioned Pokemon.
Is that classed as a sport?
Pokemon technically is a sport.
Well, it does involve them using Pokeballs to summon monsters to do their master's bidding in a sport-like arena.
I was about to say, if anything, it's a very subjective form of sport.
It's glorified dogfighting. Let's be honest. Ash is fucking Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
You just want to be the very best that no one ever was.
Yeah, but the very best is them getting other people to fight for them and making them fight into exhaustion or fainting. Actually, I forgot we did mention Tron, even though we mentioned that now. Pre-show notes. Tron itself is a video game or virtual world, or whatever you want to call it. But there are games within Tron itself, like Cycle Racing and the Discus Competition. I don't know what that's properly called.
Oh,
anybody?
I mean, outside of the video game that involved disc throwing, I can't. God.
I think this throne was in Tron Evolution.
Yeah, it was Tron, but they also had a few old school games that they released on, like, they released in the arcade and television, 2600 and so forth, that involved the disc throwing too, and that were actually pretty damn fun. But I was just thinking about, but yeah, those are, I can't think of the actual some of these names right now.
If anything, I would just want to be in Tron because I get to wear those day girl outfits, which looks pretty badass. Except if you actually try to wear it in real life.
Oh, God, poor Tron guy.
Poor Tron man.
Oh, poor Tron guy. That outfit shows way more of him than anyone needs to see.
Well, she'd give him kudos for being brave enough to actually wear it and show that in public to people. But yeah.
Well, if it was like a convention, if he went to a convention like that, then no one would have heard. But because he filmed himself doing shit and put it on YouTube, then you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Lightsaber Duke.
Oh, poor Star Wars kid.
There we go.
Oh, Star Wars kid. I remember he actually ended up winning a lawsuit for that because of how that turned out for him, but.
Did,
I remember them setting up
that?
A lawsuit actually over that, and I think he won. And
what was the lawsuit over?
It was over humiliation, and he felt really humiliated by the whole thing. And I remember he actually did win the lawsuit from what I remember when I read about this. Like, if I'm wrong,
I wouldn't be surprised if he sued. I wouldn't be surprised if he won. But I'm just thinking like. Wasn't he the
someone
one who put it out there, or did somebody film
him
doing it? Okay. Because it's like that, because I know like that guy, the, the Britney Spears kid,
oh,
or whoever that was.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's his
Chris Crocker.
Yeah.
Chris Crocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I found that into the law. In July 2003, the student's family filed a $250,000 lawsuit against the families of four of his schoolmates. The lawsuit stated that in part he had to endure and still endure today harassment and derision from his high school mates and the public at large, and will be under psychiatric care for an indefinite amount of time. Legal proceedings against one family were quickly dropped. The lawsuit had been scheduled to begin trial on April 10, 2006, but on April 7th, the boys and his parents reached an out-of-court settlement with the defendants. So it was technically, yeah, he won.
Yeah. So, I mean, but so I can understand that, you know, if you have somebody to point to, it's like, you're scarring your child, but what can you do? What can you do? Well, I mean, you can make sure your child doesn't do that. Well, I guess he wasn't
doing
that in public.
He was doing it in the garage, in the studio or something. And then he was swinging it around and swinging the lightsaber, the stick around, and then those kids filmed him, and then they just put in lightsaber effects, and internet viral video was born.
And I'm sure it was in some parody movies in the 2000s. That was probably 3 years
ago,
but it came out.
Then Arrested Development.
They actually did a really funny takeoff of it.
Really?
Yeah, their use of it was actually really good, but it was Arrested Development, so you'll have that.
Yeah, speaking of, I like what they're doing with the next season, where they're just kind of like dumping every episode day one instead of...
Not really dumping. Dumping kind of is a negative connotation to it, Earl.
I'm sorry, Dan. But, they're dropping. Is that better for you?
Putting all 13... putting all the seasons up.
Yeah, and I think that's a great... I mean, because if you don't have to... you know, confined to the TV schedule, why do it? And this way people can watch the show at their own pace, mm-hmm. or people can marathon the entire season in one day, which I assume most people will. And from what I understand, since they had to do that, they're thinking about it differently, where the shows, like the episodes aren't necessarily all interconnected.
Oh, wow.
Or at least I think because they couldn't get everybody to record at the same time a lot of time, like some of the episodes will focus more on other people and then tie together as the season goes on. But yes, that's the rest of the department that has no fiction or sports as far as I know. So yeah, I think that will do it for us. If anybody has anything to add.
I have Pop Pop in the attic.
The fact that we refer to it as Pop Pop tells me that you're not ready.
God. Earlier, you're going to have fun editing this, you realize that, right?
Oh, yeah, I've just remembered, actually, if we record a show next Sunday, I would have seen the Avengers then. Ooh.
But you can't talk.
I'm
going to
spoil the shit
us.
Out of it.
No!
What happened to the Witcher?
No, I think I'm seeing that tomorrow, actually.
Good, do it. It's awesome.
I do want to see it.
I need all of you to see it so we can talk about it.
Okay. I don't usually do well on movies, but it's Joss Whedon, okay. So.
Yes, totally worth it. It is the Joss Whedonest movie ever.
So wait, you kiss somebody and you die immediately? Fuck. Joss Whedon hates love and wants to destroy joy.
No comment.
It happens. I have no idea what we're talking about next week.
No.
We're not talking about Avengers. We're probably not talking about Avengers for like 3 weeks, because I think I'm going to
I guess
on
I'll have
Sunday.
To see it more than once then. The burdens you put on me, Earl.
Yeah. on the bright side, at least we get the Batman show with ours.
Yeah, it'll be online like so. The same day though, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But at least we get to see
Avengers.
I
know, that would
Avengers.
Be pretty awesome.
It's Nerd and Nirvana. Yeah. Yeah, next week we might talk about
dinosaurs.
Who knows? Yeah, as you know from our episode last week where you got to see what goes on when we try to actually organize these episodes.
That was the weirdest recording experience of us just bullshitting for like about
I know. Different than most weeks.
A show about dinosaurs.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
Okay.
Rawr.
Awesome.
Dinosaurs.
Is that going to be? Is that going to be filling our educational quota for the year then?
Fuck no.
Sure. Educational. Us talking about dinosaurs being, as Nicholas said, awesome. So.
Listen, we're going to be talking about Dino Riders. That's not educational at all.
Fuck yeah.
Dinosaurs. Remember
the last dinosaur.
Dino crisis. This is all covered last week.
Be,
so
we're going to be teaching. There's going to be at least a one of these dinosaur shows that someone's going to go. What was that?
Oh,
dinosaurs.
Jim
Henson.
I forgot
about
that
awesome.
Show. And there's also the
dinosaurs. The sitcom has one of the most depressing final episodes ever.
Yeah. But we can save that for our dinosaur discussion. For this episode, for Anthony, Ashley, Wesley, Nicholas, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 92.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me? No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football, tennis, hockey, golf.
The game is starting. Everyone is here. I got my snacks, my friends, and a beer. Just two normal guys hanging out, having fun. Right, guy number two? Yeah, guy number one. E to the S to the P to the N is all I watch cause I'm the man. If my team loses, I'll be mean all night. If you tell me to relax, we'll get in a fight. Watching sports with girls is a pain. They don't know the rules, there's no time to explain. Single, double, triple, home run. For the celebration, I'll shoot my gun. I like my friend, he's a real guy's guy. He's not a loudmouth like that cunt hole Steve. We
like sports and we don't care who knows. From Wimbledon to the Astrodome. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football, tennis, hockey, golf.
Now when I say sports, you say nuts. Sports, nuts, sports, nuts. When I say cheating, you say sucks. Cheating, sucks, cheating, sucks. I drink whiskey cause I like the taste. You think it's bitter, but I think it's great.
I also drink whiskey and we smoke cigars. Don't believe me? Smell our cars.
We're real men and we like sports. If you say that we're not, then we'll see you in court.
I'm team captain and I choose you.
I'm the other team captain and I choose you too.
We steal the ball and we're off to the races.
Then scare the other team with our mad dog faces like
What? We like sports and we don't care who knows.
From the pregame jokes to the wrap-up show.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football, tennis, hockey, golf.
Throw me the baseball.
Now toss me the pigskin.
Now feed me the rock.
Now give me the rock.